for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
The Flat Truth, Randy and Gail's YouTube channel, has, in its short time of existence, published 111 videos. Obviously, we don't have the time to play all of them for you now. But here's a short compilation of sorts, which should bring you up to speed.
The United States Air Force uses a giant harp to control the weather. Artificial, high-frequency electromagnetic waves created
Hurricane
Sandy.
No one's been back to the moon since 1972. Why? What are they waiting for? The technology to be able to go there in the first place. That's what they're waiting for.
Now, then. Now, then. Look at the ears. Do you see it? Look at the ears. Either Governor Fleming had a pair of brand new ears installed, or that's not the real Gardner Fleming.
I'm not just saying this as some Destiny's Child superfan. I know that wasn't Beyonce. I have sources, I have evidence, and I'm about 1984% sure that's a new Queen Bee.
Somewhere around episode 60, Randy and Gail discovered that many vloggers will purposely mispronounce words in their videos so that commenters will feel the need to post a comment correcting them. Those comments feed the algorithm and give the vlogger's channel more activity, engagement, and ultimately, the sweet stuff, more automated recommendations.
The moon is a hologram, and the stars are also fake. Possibly just a series of smaller holograms.
Control of these corporations needs to be handed over to the working class. Who's with me? Come on, people. It's the only way we're gonna be able to put an end to the socialist agenda.
We are all a part of something special. We're part of an international movement to take down globalism.
We've got intercepting shadows, multiple light sources, copypasta clouds all over the place. This is amateur hour. I've got better Photoshop skills than whoever's in charge at NASA.
The United Nations logo is a freaking flat Earth map, and they divided it up into, what, 33 sections. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 33. Just trust me, there's 33 of them. 33, the Freemasons' favorite number. Don't overthink the stuff. Trust your eyes, trust your heart, trust your mind, and trust me. Trust Randy. Trust the flat truth. and trust Gale too.
Two Flat Earthers Kidnap a Freemason. Episode 2. Toasted Ravioli. Written and created by Jeremy Ellett. Starring Zane Shant, Jack Carmichael, Lauren Grace Thompson, Josh Rubino, Rob Schwall, David Sillers, Amor Amoraz, Stephen Cullen, Charlie Wess, and Addison Peacock. Today, Randy, Gale, and even Spaghetti Eddie himself are in downtown St. Louis, hoping to capture more premium content for their Flat Earth channel. The sun is out, the birds are chirping. Everyone is generally just giving about as much of a fuck as you'd expect, which is to say, none.
Damn it, Ed, you gotta hold it horizontal. Acting like you don't know how this shit works. And be sure to get some B-roll of the arch.
Oh. Okay, it's a flip phone.
It's not a flip phone!
We're recording in 3, 2... No, wait, it's already recording.
Hey y'all, it's your boy Rando, back again with another episode of The Flat Truth. Who's ready to watch as I change the world? One pathetic sheep at a time. Now, according to 9 out of 10 indoctrinated scientists, the Earth is round. Like a sphere, or an orange, or a bowling ball.
You mean like this bowling ball?
Exactly. You want to build your house on this thing? No thanks.
But science says...
I don't know about you folks, but I for one am tired of all the scientism. You see, once upon a time, I was you. Sitting there in my underoos watching Beekman's World and believing everything that wacky rat had to tell me. But now, I'm you. From the future, talking to you through a video on the internet, and I've come back from the future to tell you that everything you've been taught in schools, everything everyone has ever told you, and everything you believe in is a lie. The Earth is not round, the Earth is not curved, the Earth is flat. Don't believe me? Then good, because I'm here to prove it to you. Now, with the help of my lovely assistant, Gale.
Wife.
My wife and assistant, Gale.
And your cameraman, Ed.
And now... with the help of my wife and lovely assistant Gale and my cameraman Ed, I would like to perform a simple experiment for you that will demonstrate the true nature of our world. Are you ready, Gale?
Woo! I'm ready.
Gale's ready. Now how about you at home? Are you ready? Because when Gale sets this bowling ball down on this flat ground and it fails to roll, this shall prove once and for all that the Earth is flat and not curved. Are you still with me?
Did you just say the Earth was flat?
Not a joke. Yeah, keep walking, goddamn chuckle fucks.
This is some pretty interesting stuff, people. You should check it out. When you get home, search 200 proofs on YouTube. You're welcome.
All right, we'll cut all that out. So, starting where you left off. Okay, it doesn't fail to roll that. The Earth is flat, not curved. Here goes... nothing.
Gale sets the bowling ball down, and it immediately rolls away.
No, 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 no. Wait, people. Wait. Gotta reset. The ball rolled off Gale's fingertips a little when she set it down. This is an important experiment. Gale, please be more careful.
I'm nervous. You know my hands get all sweaty and shaky when I'm nervous. Frickin' hyperhidrosis.
Then wipe your hands on your pants.
These aren't my absorbent pants. Can I use your pants?
Hurry up.
Randy kicks his leg up onto Gale's shoulder with surprising flexibility and sexuality. He's putting off mad Jean-Claude Van Damme vibes, at least in Gale's eyes.
Oof. Hey there, karate man. You want to give me a couple high kicks?
Babe.
Sorry. Here. Can you hold this while I... feel so much better. Got my grip back, baby.
Now, when Gale sets this bowling ball down on the flat and level ground, and the ball doesn't roll, not even a little bit, this should prove, to some degree of certainty, that the Earth is flat. Let's freaking do it, people!
Gale steadies the bowling ball in her hands and carefully places it on the ground. For a moment, it stays just perfectly still. And then, the ball of truth begins to roll away, even faster this time.
What Ed here is holding is just a standard, regulation fish tank filled with backyard hose water, correct?
That's absolutely 100% correct.
According to the internet, the Earth is round. We've all heard that lie before, haven't we? If that's true, then why are the oceans flat? Our lakes are flat, our swimming pools are flat, even the water in our fish tanks is flat. And why is that? Because gravity. Cut. God damn it, Ed, you need to hold the fish tank steady or they're not going to see that the water's flat. You got it sloshing around and shit.
Suddenly, a stranger approaches our group of flat earthers. He's smiling and looks a bit like a young Tom Selleck. But there's something off about his sunglass-moustache combo.
Hey, you guys filming a commercial or something?
Does this look like a commercial?
I don't know. Maybe. Like an ad for a fish tank or something, or... Wow! You're that guy! The guy from the internet! Randy the Rando, the flat truther or whatever. That's you, right?
Yep, that's me. Randy the Rando. I take it you're a subscriber?
You know it! I'm just a big fan of your work, Mr. Dunning. The name's Mike. Mike Smith.
Randy Dunning, CEO and star of the internationally renowned YouTube channel, The Flat Truth. But you already knew that.
Yup, I sure did.
I'm Gale. Gale Kruger. You might have heard of me. I'm the art director at NASA.
Got it. Good one. Good one.
I'm just kidding.
So you're the jerk in charge of copying and pasting the clouds?
Ed Choom. They call me Click Click Choom because I'm in charge of explosives.
We don't have any explosives.
You bet your ass we've got explosives.
Cool. Really cool.
Do you like to blow shit up?
No, not especially. Unless I have to, I guess.
I can respect that.
You know, this is just such a coincidence. Because I was just walking by on my way to the Burger Tube for lunch, and I saw you folks out here. I heard your message, and I just knew those are my people. They get it. They freaking get it, man. I spend all day long surrounded by a bunch of freaking globeheads.
Globeheads. This guy's the best.
Big ol' globeheads.
Hey, if it isn't too much of an intrusion, would I be able to join you folks in your fight for truth and freedom?
Listen, buddy. We've already got a cameraman, a star, and our supporting cast.
What if I stood behind you with the sign?
Maybe, but I mean, we don't have any signs, so how's that gonna work?
No worries. I always have a few truth signs on me in case I come across a couple like-minded, level-headed folks like yourselves.
Mike slings a backpack off his shoulder. Inside are several folded-up pieces of poster board.
So, what do you think? Check your globe faith or NASA lies? Or I could do one that just says this with an arrow pointing down. I'll hold it up over my head and have it pointing down at you like, yeah, what he said.
Can't go wrong with NASA lies.
Classic.
You would like that one. NASA lies it is. Where do you want me?
As you can tell, Ed is holding what appears to be a standard regulation fish tank.
Suddenly, an elderly-looking woman who had been sitting on a nearby park bench throws off her hat to reveal that she wasn't an elderly woman at all, but in fact, Randy's arch-nemesis, Karen.
It's Karen!
Shit. Fuck off, Domer. This is our turf.
Everything under the firmament is my turf.
There's a GoPro strapped to her forehead. She's recording! She's recording!
Prepare to be canceled, losers. There's no way you'll be able to walk this one back.
Nice try. It's an empty fish tank, Karen. No dead fish. No canceled.
Randy?
Randy turns to see that instead of proclaiming that NASA lies, the protest sign above Mike's head states, Free Pooping Society.
Let people poop in public. Let people poop in public.
You son of a bitch.
Let people poop in public.
Looks like your reputation is in the toilet.
Let people poop in public.
I knew you were behind this.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. Gail, start singing. She'll get a copyright strike if she tries to post the footage.
I don't know what to sing.
There is a house in New Orleans. They call the rising sun.
It's been
the ruin of many a poor
many
boy.
And God, I know I'm one.
That's a public domain song, idiots. When this baby gets uploaded to the net, the flat truth is gonna be freaking canceled.
I had you guys so fooled. How's that for blowing shit up, huh? Boom!
You better watch your back, Mike Smith. I'm coming for you.
I can't believe I thought he was cool.
Oh, my beeper. It's from Doc.
About time. Did the old man say why he ghosted us today?
No, I mean, it's just a beeper. It's all sixes. No, wait, my bad. I had it upside down. It's all nines.
The flat signal.
Let's move, people.
Should I just dump out the water in the aquarium, or...
Just leave it.
The whole thing?
No, just bring back the water. Yes, the whole thing!
Wait, I'm getting another message.
What? What's it say?
It's all eights.
He wants us to bring some T-Rafts.
What the fuck, old man? Is it an emergency or not?
Let people poop in public! I'm not here to cancel anyone. I'm just sharing this information so any of my followers who might still be subscribed to the Flat Truths channel can see for themselves what kind of people they're supporting.
Karen's trying to get us canceled. We need to get a response video out right now explaining that we have never and would never poop in public.
No, as soon as you deny anything, people will immediately start thinking you did it.
Did either of you hear the news about the bottom of the ocean?
Aliens?
I wish. That'd be sweet. No, I saw a video about how they... like the ocean floors don't really exist. How the whole ocean floor bit was just made up by James Cameron in the 80s to sell more toys.
Bull fucking shit.
Just think about it, Randy. Have you ever been to the bottom of the ocean?
I am thinking about it, Ed. All I see is a bunch of water falling out into space.
Anyway, I thought it was pretty interesting.
Fuck Karen and her firmament dome earth bullshit. Like, ooh, I'm so special. Look at my thousands of views and likes and fans and Patreon subscribers.
She's like, not even that pretty. So, whatever.
If we're gonna catch up, we're going to need to do something big. We need a certified banger of a flat earth video.
What if one of us spins a ball on their fingertips while the other one pours water on it? Like, hey, indoctrinated sheep, if gravity's real, shouldn't the water be sticking to the ball?
We're not doing that. Don't worry, I'll think of something.
Just know, whatever you decide, I am down. And I'll always be down. Unlike the bottom of the ocean.
There's no bottom to the ocean.
How would that even work?
Some people are just too stupid to realize how dumb they sound.
Guys, I'm sitting right here.
Welcome to Job Patties. How can I help you?
Yeah. Hold on a sec.
Don't forget to ask for extra salt. They never put enough salt on it.
Do y'all still have that triple-decker toasted ravioli burger on the secret menu?
Triple-decker toasted ravioli burgers don't exist, Randy. My efforts on the secret menu. We've been over this.
That's not what I heard.
What could I possibly have to gain by denying you triple-decker toasted ravioli burger?
That's okay. I'll catch one of y'all slipping one day. So, for reals, let me get a...
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Dr. K is a self-described free-thinking scientist. His passion to find the truth is only matched by his love for his country.
Thank you all for rushing over right away.
No worries, Doc.
Totally ruined today's shoot, but that's fine, I guess.
I have some very important and exciting information to share. But first, before I dive in, I just want to remind everyone that the GoFundMe for my 15-year-old puppy Jacoby will be open for another few weeks. Every bit helps. Even something as little as $5 could mean the difference between my little Jacoby living, dying, possibly even chasing his lifelong dream of professional dog dancing. And the website tells me the names of who all donated, so I'll know exactly which one of you believes Jacoby's life is worth $5. Again, every bit helps. Now, I'm sure you're all curious as to why I've called you here.
Yeah, Doc, we were kind of in the middle of something.
I assure you, Randrew, there's no place in the world you'd rather be.
So what is it, Doc? What's going on?
Well, this all started when...
For the next 20 minutes, Dr. K proceeds to talk about things that have little to no bearing on the story, or really anything. But here's where it starts to come together again.
And when I returned from the urologist, I found this envelope waiting for me in my mailbox. The return address listed one Daniel Downripple. Now, that name may not mean much to you, but he was a former colleague of mine. Let me tell you, when we were younger, we used to really get into it. There was this one time...
Oh my God, will you stop trailing off?
Right. Time is of the essence. Well, long story short, I am now in possession of a classified recording that, if made public, would drastically alter the known history of every living thing on Earth.
Wait, what?
Apparently, Downripple was aware of the fact that the deep state might eventually catch up to him, so he set up an auto-trigger. If anything were to happen to him, a series of envelopes would be sent to some of his closest confidants and colleagues, I, of which, happened to be one.
So, what was in the envelope?
Pick off.
May 22nd, 1984, in a secret government facility as part of the United States. Subjects was being tested for their abilities in the field of remote viewing. A sealed envelope was given to the subject immediately prior to the start of the interview. The envelope remained sealed throughout the session. 3x5 card with information about the intended target, ancient Mars. Coordinates of interest have been provided by the parties requesting the information.
Focus your attention now on 40.89 degrees north, 9.55 degrees west.
I want to say it looks like... I don't know. It sort of looks like a pyramid. It's very high. It's kind of sitting in a large, depressed area. It's yellowish, ochre colored.
Pause it.
What?
Pyramid!
Is that all? You wanted me to pause it so you could shout pyramid?
Sorry, excited.
What else do you see?
Severe clouds. A dust storm. Seems to be like, I don't know. It's really weird.
Just report your raw perceptions.
I, I believe I'm seeing the after effect of some disaster.
Travel back to a time before the disaster.
Yeah, no, total difference. It's a, I don't know, large, flat surfaces surrounded by very smooth, very cold walls. They're not only large, they're megalithic.
Look around. Any activity?
I see, it's like a perception of a shadow of people. Very tall, thin, only it's just a shadow. It's as if they are there and they're not. Not there anymore.
Describe the structures.
Inside of a cavern. No, not a cavern. More like a canyon. I'm looking up the sides of a steep wall. It seems to go on forever. And there's like a structure with a... It's like the wall of the canyon itself has been carved. Huge sections of smooth stone.
You would be correct in that assumption. That's exactly who they are.
It appears to be the end of a very large road and entryway. Again, there's a huge monolithic marker. It looks like an obelisk. I don't know. I keep getting Washington Monument overlay.
Ignore the monolith. What else do you see?
It's like I'm in the middle of a huge circular basin. Ragged mountains, very tall. The entire scale of everything seems to be off or something. Everything's so big.
What is your position of observation?
A cluster of squares up and down. They're almost flush with the ground, and it's like they're connected. I can see just a right angle corner to something, but that's all. I don't see anything else. The sun is weird. Real weird.
Try looking away for a moment. Perhaps to the ground below your feet. Where are you standing at the moment?
It's like I can just perceive like a radiating pattern of some kind. It's like some really strange intersecting kind of roads that are dug into valleys. You know, where a road is just a little below the edge. They're like real neat channels cut. They're very deep. It's like the road went down.
You seem to be getting a bit nulled out. Stay deep. Recapture your focus.
It's really tough, though. Seems like it's just always sporadic. What's that?
Holding the focus in time and moving now to 15 degrees north, 198 degrees east.
I can see the pointed tops of something on the horizon. Even the horizon looks weird. It's like a different, misty, like it's really, really far away. I can see pyramids. I can't tell if it's overlay or not.
Do these pyramids have internal structures, or...?
They're huge. It's really... It's an interesting perception I'm getting. It's filtered from storms or something.
Say that again.
They're like shelters from storms.
Go inside one of these and find some activity.
Different chambers, but they're almost stripped of any kind of furnishings or anything. It's a strictly functional place for sleeping or, I don't know, hibernations of some form. I get real raw inputs. Storms, savage storms. And sleeping through storms.
Tell me more about the ones who claim to sleep through the storms. What does that mean?
Very, very tall, very large people. They're thin. They look thin because of their height, and they dress like in... Oh, hell, it's like a real, like, silk, but it's not flowing type of clothing. It's like a cut to fit.
Are you able to communicate with them?
They're ancient people. They're dying. It's past their time or age. They're very philosophic about it. They're looking for a way to survive. They just can't. They can't seem to find their way out, so they're hanging on while they look or wait for something to return or something coming with the answer.
Do they say what it is they're waiting for?
Evidently, there was a group or a party of them that went to find a new place to live. It's like I'm getting all kinds of overwhelming input of them. The corruption of their environment, it's failing very rapidly. This group went somewhere in order to find a new place to live. I get a globe. It's like a globe. It's all very cosmic. It's like space pictures.
Ask them if they understand who you are. Ask if there's any way you can assist them.
He doesn't know who I am. I think he perceives me as a hallucination.
All right. It's time to come back now to the sound of my voice and into the present time to right now to the 22nd of May, 1984.
It's the Freemasons. They're not from this world.
Bingo.
Did I miss something? I thought this was the CIA.
Well, now, that's just it. I believe it's Freemason operatives within the Central Intelligence Agency, and I believe what we're hearing is a part of an attempt by the Freemasons to contact their home planet, Mars.
Oh my God, is Mars flat too?
No, of course not. And that's why they've tried to keep the true nature of our world such a secret for so long.
You're right. Pyramids. Smooth stones. Right angles. A freaking globe. Yeah. Yeah, it's all there.
I don't minimize the mention of the Washington Monument. When I heard that, I was like, hold the phone.
We need to rip the audio from this tape and get a video up. This could be huge. I'm talking upwards of 5 million views.
Well, no, we can't. The information to the public in its current state?
Why the hell not?
Because this, Randrew, is only one small part of the story. We need to get our hands on a Freemason and have them admit everything on the record. And then we'll make a video about it.
Tick-tock goes the clock. Tick-tock, ticky-tock. Tick-tock goes the clock, I wait for you.
Two Flat Earthers Kidnap a Freemason. Written and created by Jeremy Ellett. Actor direction by Danielle Ellett. The opening and closing theme for Two Flat Earthers are both by Gladrags. Additional music provided by Baggio Alvarado, Mystery Mammal. Special thanks to our associate producers, Daniel Naruta and Anthony Sigmund Lowry. Be sure to check out our other shows, The Subjective Truth and The One Stars. If you'd like to help Good Point make more weird audio fiction, then visit patreon.com/goodpoint. If you enjoyed listening to this episode of Two Flat Earthers Kidnap a Freemason, please leave us a rating, review, codex, or riddle on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get podcasts. If you aren't able to leave a rating or review, then please go into your backyard, the street, or a field and shout compliments about the show. If you plan on leaving a one-star rating or review on the podcast, we recommend instead that you simply fuck off and listen to something else.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.